almond milk versus regular milk. Regular milk as in dairy milk. Which one is better for you? Which one should you be consuming? What are the things you need to know? Look, the reality is that these days you get the alternative milks being promoted a lot more consistently by, you know, influencers and content online and everywhere here and there, more than the typical dairy milk that, you know, most of us maybe grew up with, at least I know I grew up with. And you find yourself wondering, is the almond milk train the one you want to hop on? Well, today's episode, we're going to quite simply just compare those two. And I'm going to help answer for you which one I believe is the better milk product. So without further ado, let's get into the podcast. Welcome to the Reach a Peak podcast experience. This podcast is for athletes of all levels who want to level up their nutrition to level up their game. Join me as I explore the world of nutrition, health, and performance. Each week, I dive into a new topic to help expand your knowledge, separate truth from myth, and change your perspective so you can start winning the right way and reach your peak potential. I'm your host, Alexa, the sports dietitian nutrition coach. Let's go. Welcome back to the Reach a Peak podcast experience. I'm your host, Alexa, the sports dietitian and nutritionist. And today is going to be a very short and sweet episode. It's simply going to be, which one is better for you? Is almond milk actually better for you than dairy milk? Because what you're seeing probably time and time again is how there's all these low calorie recipes out there and high protein recipes. And the ingredient that they use for the liquid, where you otherwise would use milk usually, is almond milk. They use it because it's, you know, it's lower calorie and it's been promoted as healthier for you than dairy. Now, is this actually true? The answer is no, it's not true. So the reality is that the biggest reason that people are promoting the almond milk in these recipes, first and foremost, let's just do that, because I know that a lot of people are being exposed to these recipes, and look, there's nothing wrong with these recipes in itself, is because it's lower calorie. But then you also have things like skim milk, which will give you protein, give you calcium, give you the other micronutrients that you get from milk, but is also still pretty low calorie. Yeah, look, some almond milk is, you know, maybe half the calories that is in skim milk. But when you start kind of only choosing things that are super low calorie and disregarding the bigger picture when it comes to your nutrition, you can leave yourself a bit wanting, and your body over time is not going to get potentially the nourishment that it needs, because you got to consider other factors. There's nothing inherently wrong either of using almond milk. I'm not hating on almond milk here. If you prefer the taste or you just want to have those lower calories, but you are managing those potential deficits elsewhere, that's a different story. But what happens is people start fearing dairy. They start fearing milk, when in actual fact, the milk itself is a lot more nutritious than almond milk. And almond milk needs to be fortified with calcium to even be close to the level of normal milk in terms of nutrients. Otherwise, it's just, you know, in my opinion, bad tasting water. But if you like the taste of it, that's fine. That's not, you know, that's not neither here or there. That's not the things we're disputing today. But this notion that almond milk is healthier, even though it's not always explicitly said, it's just this kind of belief because it's been used everywhere. It's lower calorie. Dairy's been hated on here and there as well. It's just not true. Okay. I'm very much a promoter of dairy. Obviously, if you're allergic to it or intolerant to it, find alternatives. That's fine. If you prefer almond milk, that's fine. But don't be believing that just automatically because you're seeing it promoted everywhere and everyone's using it and there's misinformation around dairy, that almond milk is all of a sudden this healthy food or this, you know, super nutritious food, I should say. Because the reality is it's very much a neutral food in my opinion. It's definitely not up there when it comes to milk, like normal milk, like dairy milk's nutrition profile. I would very much rather you make those extra 30, 40 calories that you'd get from using skim milk work for you instead of, you know, worrying about those calories and cutting down to almond milk. Just in my opinion, that's what when I work with clients, I'm just going to put it on the table and then we work from there. But yeah, so the reality is that no, almond milk is not healthier than dairy milk. Dairy milk was very much more of a nutrition powerhouse comparably, Okay, I'm not saying it's a nutrition powerhouse in itself, but comparable to almond milk, it will generally beat it, you know, 9 times out of 10. Well, maybe 10 out of 10. Let's say 9 out of 10, because at one time, let's consider the fact that, you know, if someone's allergic or intolerant, obviously then in that case, it doesn't matter how good a product it is, it's definitely a loss, okay? Okay, so yeah, definitely don't be shying away from using dairy milk if you're worried about it, okay? Speak to a dietitian if you are stuck on this, and they can do an assessment for you and help you out with this. But don't be thinking just because all these low-calorie, you know, recipes are using almond milk that automatically almond milk is much better for you. It's very much a neutral thing. It's more so due to the calorie amount that's super low. But then again, for about 40-ish, 30-ish, whatever, 50 max calories extra per, you know, per cup or whatever, you might as well just use skim milk if you can tolerate it. You'll definitely get the extra benefits, and it has more protein, and it'll just generally be better for you. So yeah, hope that helps you out. You know, if you've got questions about this, because I know this can be a controversial topic for some, if you've got questions about this or anything like that, just reach out to me, Instagram, okay? On Instagram, you can reach out to me and DM me there. But yeah, other than that, I hope you've enjoyed this episode, and I'll talk to you soon. Have a good one. See you later. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to today's podcast episode. Remember to subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcast, so you can stay up to date whenever I drop an episode. You can also find me on socials, where I regularly post valuable sports nutrition content to help you elevate your sports game, elevate your nutrition game, and reach your peak potential. Simply search for The Climbing Dietitian and be sure to click follow. Until next time, stay safe and stay dedicated. See ya.